in for a public hearing if she doesn't.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Oxford University in England announces its coronavirus vaccine is a success.
Chief Investigator Andrew Pollard says the twist with this shot is it doesn't need to be kept at freezing temperatures, meaning
it can be distributed around the world using the normal immunization distribution system.
The US had already pre-ordered doses of the vaccine, which is produced by drug maker AstraZeneca.
Fox's Pam Mellon. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix. Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Longtime Alabama legislator Alvin Holmes passed away over the weekend in Montgomery. Holmes had been the longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his defeat in 2018 and was one of the first African Americans elected to the legislature after the Civil Rights era. Holmes was 81. His funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. The votes cast by Alabamians in the November 3rd election will be certified today by the state canvassing board made up of three Republicans, the governor, the attorney general, and the secretary of state. State health officials say a total of more than 194,000 Alabamians have tested positive for coronavirus. Officials say more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 1,300 people are in the hospital with COVID-19. Recovery numbers have now topped 90,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Monday, starting your week out, right? Joey, our two winners for Sweet Creek Farm Market and Mortgage Corporation South $50 gift card have not called us. Give us their names again.
Yeah, one moment. Let me pull it up here. Yes, Uncle Ron. You are the winner of Sweet Creek, Uncle Ron. And Kenny, you are the Mortgage Corporation of the South winner from last Thursday. So Kenny for Mortgage Corporation of the South and Uncle Ron for Sweet Creek Farm Market, which I went by the way.
this weekend. You did? Did you go pick up some Wagyu or what?
I did.
How was the, when were you there, Saturday?
Yeah, real quick on Saturday. Sunday morning. I went Sunday.
I went there Saturday. I want to tell you something. If you're looking for desserts for Thanksgiving or after the game, for the game's at 2:30. I know. I'm so into 6 o'clock games. Because, you know, 2:30, 5 o'clock nap time.
Well, I'm assuming if it's 2:30, I got to listen to Gary Danielson. It's going to be the CBS game, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is going to be a CBS game. Again? But I tell you, they've got pie. One more time. They've got pies. They've got cakes. They've got it all. Yeah. So I'm getting the... I'm going to go back down there because I didn't want to have it for almost a week. But I'm going to get the nut bread for Thanksgiving Day morning and game day morning.
Yeah, and they've got these little individual, like, pan... cakes, not like pancakes like the ones they sell cheap, but like red velvet cake in kind of a little shallow pan. That's fantastic.
That and it, because if you don't want to spend $25 on getting a whole cake, that's a nice thing to do if you have two or three people, which is seem to be kind of the direction we're going in. Yeah, turkey sales, the big old turkey, the 28-pound turkey, the average sound is 18. You walk into the grocery store, there's just stacks of big old turkeys there, and all the little ones are gone, and particularly turkey breasts. You said breasts.
Yes. Yeah,
but $22 for the two slabs of rib, $25 for the Boston butt. You call them at 280 Farm, get your reservation in, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Great place to go for desserts and things for Thanksgiving, like greens, for things for Thanksgiving and for game day. I'll be doing some game day with some of their tailgate salsa that they've got, the homemade, that's really good. You know, John Williams is taking a break, a well-deserved break, by the way, this week. He really deserves to take that break. He's a hard-working guy. He's a personal friend of mine. he and I just hit it off when we first met. And when we're together, it's kind of like he's like we've known each other forever. And Mortgage Corporation of the South can do for you what they did for me, and that is they helped me in refinancing my house, saving me a lot of money. But if you, let's say you're a VA person, you have a VA loan, and you live in your house, live in the house that's the loan zone. Give them a call at 567-9000 and ask them either about refinancing and or the VA refinance, the EARL, as John calls it. 567-9000. People out there in this audience are saving money, money, money. You need to give them a call, 567-9000, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to second part of Alan Dershowitz and see what's on his mind.
One of my sources tells me that one of the first suits that they're going to bring is this week in Georgia. Let me show you a list of some of the things that the legal team of President Trump is charging and get your thoughts on this. You just mentioned the computers. Sure. This is has to do with smart... Matic election software. They say, number one, observers prevented them from seeing the ballots. Number two, there's an inconsistent laws of curing ballots. Number three, the in-person voters told that they voted already, and officials told not to look for defects and to backdate ballots before November 3rd. Also, in terms of the computers and the software, Smartmatic election software was developed, Sidney Powell says, in Venezuela with porous security and built-in functionality, allowing the administrators to override security features. We haven't seen this, so we don't know. But this is the kind of evidence that they say they have. Your reaction?
Evidence is very difficult to bring within 2 weeks or the 3-week period. You need to have witnesses, experts, subject to cross-examination, and findings by a court. I don't know what Powell means when she says they have more than 2 weeks or 3 weeks to prove fraud. Once the electors are certified and once they cast their vote, I can't see any legal route to undoing that, even if they were to find fraud later on. There's certainly nothing in the Constitution about that. And so I think they do have to get their evidence in. The public has the right to see it. They don't have the right to see it before the lawsuits are filed. But she said that she thinks the lawsuits will be filed by this Friday. We have to see the That's evidence. Right. If the evidence is there, then there'll be a trial. Remember also, these have to go to state court first. There's no such thing as a presidential election. There are 50 state elections. The Pennsylvania case is already in the Supreme Court, but these other cases have to go first through either the state or the federal trial courts before they get to the Supreme Court. It doesn't look like there'll be enough time to bring the case to the Supreme Court before the safe harbor provision kicks in, before the Electoral College meets. So if you're asking me what I think the outcome is going to be, notwithstanding the fact that there are legal paths to potential victory, I don't think that the election is going to be reversed based on the numbers that I see at the moment and based on the fact that I haven't seen the evidence. Their strongest case, if they have the evidence, is that computers may have turned hundreds of thousands of votes. That's a wholesale argument rather than a retail argument. They can't turn the election around on retail arguments. One observer here, a few votes here. They need to make wholesale constitutional arguments, and for that they're going to need overwhelming evidence, and I haven't seen it.
Sounds very familiar, hopefully, to you. And the computer part and the criminality of that is the biggest piece. But again, you have to prove that it can be done and it was done. And if they can do that, then they've got a pretty darn good action to be able to do something there, yes?
I think legally, I saw this Dershowitz piece too, and I think he lays it out perfectly in terms of the legal avenues. But just as a news story, what Sidney Powell is alleging as a news story about her, like, it's crossing the Rubicon type of stuff. She can't unring that bell. And so she's essentially put her reputation and her career on the line here. And that's what's fascinating to me. I find it over the top, audacious. Like, it's more than just about this election. It's about Democrats and Republicans going back years. And there are complaints in actual news stories from all sorts of outlets and Democrats and Republicans going back years about this sort of thing. But it's a big thing. And it's just how much she's putting her neck out there. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, also, and as I've said before, is that we may not find out about this in 2 weeks.
Right.
But we may find out about it in 6 months. And the other side of this that Dershowitz didn't get, which Mo Brooks had shared with us, if you make this convincing enough and these state legislatures realize that something was wrong, they cannot certify the electors. And then leaving them blank would put it into the House. It's not that they would flip them. I think that could be politically dangerous, that they would not certify the electors with the vote because the vote would be considered not reliable. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Now, another thing that we talked about last week was the Michigan Speaker and the Senate Pro Tem of Michigan's Senate went to go meet with Trump. Oh, my God. So they said this was illegal. Fat face Mitt Romney said this is threatening the Constitution. Mitt Romney did. I tell you, the more Mitt Romney talks, the less I like him. Now we're going to hear directly from the Michigan Speaker of the House about meeting with Trump.
Tomorrow, a Michigan board will meet to certify or not certify the election results in Michigan as the GOP pushes for a 2-week delay to investigate, quote, anomalies and irregularities, end quote. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel writing, quote, to simply gloss over these irregularities now without a thorough audit would only foster feelings of distrust amongst Michigan's electorate. Joining me now, Michigan House Speaker Lee Chatfield, who met with President Trump on Friday. Before we get into that vote of the canvassing board, you met with the president, the extent to which you're willing. What was discussed and were things discussed as it related to the vote in Michigan?
You know, it was a pleasure to meet with the president of the United States. And I think there was to see the backlash, to see the outrage from the left overtaking a meeting with the president. I think it's pretty ridiculous, right? I mean, before you're Republican or before you're a Democrat, when the president of the United States calls, you take that meeting. So I was happy to have that meeting with him. I was joined by several of my colleagues. But first and foremost, Pete, I was happy to hand deliver a letter to the president regarding COVID funding because we have businesses, you know, in the state of Michigan, as you guys were just talking about, in the state of Minnesota, that are still being hurt by our governor's shutdowns. And the different lockdowns that are taking place. So we need more help, and we were able to make that request to the president, was happy to do that. But there was this outrage that the president was going to ask us to break the law, and he was going to ask us to interfere, and that just simply didn't happen, Pete. So I was happy to meet with the president, happy to talk with him, and to kind of give him an update on what's going on in the state of Michigan.
Okay. Now, the Secretary of State of Michigan, you heard him talk about the registrar type folks may not certify this election. When the Secretary of State came on and said they must, the law says that they must certify whatever the vote is. No, it doesn't. And you're going to hear the Speaker of the House do that. And that Secretary of State in Michigan, she is bad news. She has been way too in front of her skis on this whole thing, saying some things that just are not true. Let's listen to the second part of the speaker, and he's going to address that.
There was an update given, but this whole conspiracy that he's trying to twist your arm to disenfranchise voters, not true.
Simply not true, Pete. I mean, when the president calls, you take that meeting. And before, you know, we're red or blue, I mean, this is the president here. I was happy to do it. It was a historic day and glad we took the meeting.
Now, as we mentioned in the open of this segment, the Michigan State Board of Canvassers scheduled to meet on Monday. As I understand it, there are two Republicans and two Democrats on this board. Will they vote to certify, do you think? And if it's a hung jury, if it's 2-2, what happens after that?
I can tell you this, Pete, I'm certainly not going to interfere in that process, and I have not had a conversation with the Board of State Canvassers, and I don't intend on having a conversation with the Board of State Canvassers. But the way that we've set it up here in the state of Michigan, our state law, is that, as you mentioned, it is two Republicans and two Democrats, and they certify the election for whoever won the popular vote. Now, as you mentioned, the RNC and the MRP have both made a request to simply delay that certification for 2 weeks until there can be a full and complete audit done in Wayne County. Pete, we have 71% of the precincts in Wayne County. Their absentee ballots, books don't match what's on the rolls. And that's very concerning. That's why the legislature, we've been doing our own investigations. We've been doing our own reviews of these reports of fraud and the reports of irregularities. And I think these need to be looked into. So, Pete, as you mentioned, if there were to be a 2-2 split on the State Board of Canvassers, it would then go to the Michigan Supreme Court to determine what their response would be, what their order would be. If they didn't have an order that it be certified, well, now we have a constitutional crisis in the state of Michigan that's never occurred before, because as the federal constitution says, this is left up to the state legislatures.
Yeah.
The state legislature decided long ago to do it this way. So if this way doesn't work, obviously now we have questions that have, you know, arisen in Michigan for the very first time.
Yeah, you're talking about tens of thousands of votes potentially on the absentee side that could, based on an investigation, be valid or not valid. And, you know, what if the state legislature is mixed on whether or not they have confidence in who won the greater number of votes, then you're in an interesting place.
Yeah, it's a place I really don't want to be in, Pete, to tell you the truth. You know, our job is right now is there's reports of irregularities, reports of fraud. The fact is, no Republican or Democrat should be upset about an investigation done by the legislature. And we've begun those investigations. We're going to continue those investigations here in the coming weeks. And Pete, let me also say this. You know, for Democrats who are saying that Republicans are undermining the integrity of our election system and the election process, it couldn't be further from the truth. Remember in 2016, when this first started, the Democrats were making unfounded claims that there was Russian collusion. They said, resist, he's not my president. That's what began to chip away the confidence the American people had in the election system. Now you have Republicans wanting to look into irregularities and these reports of fraud. I don't think transparency is too much to ask for, because the people of the state of Michigan do deserve that peace of mind. That's what we all need that.
Now, notice the Secretary of State, who's in charge of elections, doesn't know what the law is, but the Speaker of the House certainly does. This guy's he's a handsome young guy. I could see him as governor. I could see him running against Whitmer and beating her badly. Do you know they've got a recall against her? Don't you hate that?
Oh, I hate it so much.
I think they did a recall and did it in this atmosphere right now. I think she'd be out on her keister. Let's go to a break. Coming back. Dan Moore Show after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. It's quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Fresh cut Fraser firs have just arrived at Southern Homes and Gardens, Montgomery's number one source for Christmas trees. What makes our Christmas trees the best? Individually stored in water, our fresh-cut trees stay perfectly hydrated from the moment we receive them until the moment you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season long. With trees ranging 6 to 12 feet, we've got the perfect size for any space. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays. Fresh-cut Christmas trees in stock now at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Dropped by a pawn shop that to look at some of their handguns, and I was stunned the number of people that were in there buying pistols. I mean, stunned. And they told me since the election, their sales have been just going crazy. So worried about things getting out of hand. And even in little lovely Montgomery, Alabama. And there's, if you're interested in a firearm, a pistol in particular, or an AR, you better go get it. They're going fast. So a new gun tax is being considered by the Biden administration. So gun owners, AR-15 folks, I want you to listen to this.
Well, could a new tax be in the future for gun owners nationwide? President-elect Joe Biden proposing a plan to help contain gun violence in America, including a $200 tax on gun owners who don't take part in a buyback program or register their weapons under the National Firearms Act. Hillary Vaughn is live in Wilmington, Delaware. And Hillary, how would this plan align with Biden's promise of no new taxes for anyone making less than $400,000 a year?
Well, Trace, the conservative group Americans for Tax Reform essentially says it's a contradiction because the mandatory fee that gun owners have to pay under this plan in order to keep their gun basically is a tax, and it would affect millions of Americans. Gun owners who have semi-automatic rifles are facing two options under a Biden administration. According to his gun safety plan, those options are, quote, sell the weapons to the federal government or register them under the National Firearms Act. Gun owners who don't want to ditch their firearms have to fill out a 13-page application form, submit fingerprints, a photo of themselves, and pay $200. The rule covers semi-automatic rifles, including AR-15s. 20 million rifles in the U.S. would qualify under this new rule and cost up to $34 billion nationwide for gun owners overall. Biden's policies are not just cracking down on gun owners, though, but gun retailers, too. The Firearm Industry Trade Association warning this, quote, the Biden campaign stated he would use the ATF as an anvil to punish retailers for even minor clerical errors, threatening to revoke licenses and put them out of business. Biden's policy also applies to high-capacity magazines, too. The way they define that is any magazine that has more than 10 rounds. So here's the kicker, Trace. If you have an AR-15 and four so-called high-capacity magazines, you would be required to individually register all of those, putting the tally at $1,000 for the fee for gun owners just to keep their guns and their magazines.
Okay. So think about this. In this audience, we have several people who own multiple semi-automatic rifles. So think about this. If you don't sell your rifle to the government, let them buy it from you, then you can pay a fine, you can pay a fee, a tax. How un-American is that crap? $1,000 penalty for not giving up your weapon? That right there tells you how important the Georgia race is. That right there is the firewall for that kind of stuff. Now, interestingly, can he do some of this through executive order and such? And that's, I will tell you one thing, it'll be tested in court without a doubt. But the question is, will he do it just to throw a problem out there? The other part is when you start really reading about this, who sets the price of what the firearm's going to be, they're going to pay for it? So I've got $1,100 AR-15 and they only want to give me $700 for it. And then if I keep my AR-15, it's going to cost me two plus the four high capacity clips that I have. This is nuts. This is so un-American, it's unbelievable.
And I also imagine it would speed up a black market in firearm ownership. It already exists, unfortunately, but I'd imagine there are a lot of folks who won't be registering or even bringing up the fact they own certain things.
Well,
it's just reality.
And the whole thing that they were doing this under is to stop firearm deaths. Firearm deaths are not happening because somebody's got an AR-15.
Right.
They're happening because somebody has a handgun that they're shooting somebody at. The kid, 14 years old. 14 years old. It's the guy that was the shooter in Milwaukee. 14 years old. We've got this so wrong, it's unbelievable. They're not even trying to get to what the problem is. They're just trying to confiscate weapons. And I hate to say this, but Trump told you. He told you so. Gonna be back. Demo show after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. Hey, folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. This Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and mini bikes starting at only $699 or 0% interest and payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike from CTE Outdoor Power. I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell and other brands as well.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a quiet start to this week, a cooler day in progress with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I think we'll work our way into a sun and cloud mix Tonight will be chilly, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow is the last quiet day in over 3 weeks. Sunshine, upper 60s to near 70 for a high. Then Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, chance of showers and thunderstorms increasing late in the day, and showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Wednesday night. The front slows up, so now we have to keep in at least a small chance of showers in the Thanksgiving forecast, high around 73. Then another strong storm system on Iron Bowl weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. So what do you gun owners think about that out there? One listener sent me a message, said the shot heard around the world. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, Papa John.
Dan, how are you?
I'm good, my man. How are you?
I'm great. I just heard on Newsmax about 5 minutes ago. Out of Georgia, coming out of Georgia, they had 8,000 single vote, like just president only, ballots for Trump, and 96,000 for Biden. Now, it seems to me that anybody that has got a lick of sense could figure out that's not legitimate. But what do you do with something like that? Because the ballots, obviously, probably the care, custody, and control has gone from individual to individual to individual, and you really can't go back to even find out who originally opened the two envelopes to pull that ballot out, and you sure can't match the ballot up with envelopes.
Was it a were they mail-in votes that were
done? That was the indication. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
what do you do with that?
Well, the difficulty would be, and one of the things that the Trump operation is asking for is to see the envelopes that they came in, because the concept is there are less envelopes than there are votes, and if that's the case, okay, that means somebody just copied it and threw them in there.
Okay, is that normal protocol to save the envelopes, even though you pull the ballots out of them?
I don't, in Alabama it is, because I asked that question, John Merrill. I'm not sure what it is in Georgia. I would think it would be.
Well, to me, I know there's got to be a person who is qualified to testify about normal political races and what kind of, you know, ratio you're going to have with different kinds of ballots or whatever else. But that just smells to high heaven. I mean, really. I mean, it's like that's a six-day-old bag of money. I'll give it to you.
Well, the one that's the biggest would be do an audit of the mail-in ballots. Count them up, right, and see, does that match the number of mail-in ballots that you reported? And
okay,
that would be huge. And then the other, how many of those mail-in ballots, the envelopes were not properly done? That there was no signature on it, it was not legible, it didn't match, and that kind of stuff. That's why Team Trump is trying to get an audit of the absentee ballots, which I believe they should be able to get.
Okay, providing you do have access to the envelopes.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, you made me feel a little better anyway. All right, buddy. Y'all keep at it.
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
You
we'll
too.
See you, buddy.
Ta. Steve.
Good afternoon, Dano.
How is the good captain doing?
The captain is doing just exceptionally well.
How did he enjoy Saturday in the games?
Well, he enjoyed Saturday. It was a good one, but the one coming up this weekend, he plans to be at the beach and watching the game, viewing the old oceanfront property.
I like that. Well, let me ask you something. Does the captain tape up for the game, and does he put, like, the blackout underneath his eyes and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, because you never know when you're playing the old, the Auburn Tigers, when skullduggery is going to happen. And but the main thing is we're playing it on our home field, so we don't have to worry about any leprechauns jumping up out of the middle of the field or setting the barn on fire, any of that stuff.
Ah, okay. I like that. Well, when are you and the captain heading down there?
We're going to head down there Friday, and we try to spend the old Auburn-Alabama game at the beach, and and then somebody's got a birthday, significant other's got a birthday, so that's a good way to spend it.
That's a great way to spend it. Sounds like you're going to make Mrs. Steve happy.
This is true.
I like that. I like people doing their Thanksgiving tradition. We're going to do that on Wednesday, find out, and I'll put your name in the hat for that. Or you can go in and tell us. But it's going to be interesting to see what the – are you going to see other family down there, or is it just going to be you and your bride and the captain?
It's just going to be the three of us, unless the captain brings along any mates. You never know when you get a case of captain who's going to be involved.
There you go.
Hey, Dan, they're selling passage to the moon now, you know.
Yeah?
We all might need to consider that.
Gun-free zone.
This is true. I was in Dallas the week of the election, and it was so sad. And you know, Main Street and all the major streets down there, all the businesses were boarded up. And we went to this little Italian restaurant, and talking to the owner there, and I was saying, how long are y'all going to keep this up? And he said, well, we don't know. Could you imagine, Dan?
No.
Could you imagine if Trump is successful in overturning this? What would happen?
That's why gun sales are going up.
Yeah. You talk about having to call in the National Guard. You talk about a major, major volcano erupting.
Yep.
But I've resigned to the fact that I don't think it's going to happen. And, you know, 4 years of 4 years now, they'll have the ability to perfect this system they use to rig the election. It'll even be better next election.
That's why we got to get to the bottom of it.
They'll have 4 years to get the FBI, the Justice Department, and the CIA back under their control. And they haven't been held accountable for anything they did in the past. So what's going to stop them from marching forward?
Well, hopefully, and we're going to get into this part in the next hour, hopefully there's going to be a special prosecutor that will be appointed.
Well, don't rule out a trip to the moon. Y'all have a good day.
Do you tell the captain I said hi?
I certainly will.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
Appreciate that. Always enjoy a conversation with Steve. I like that tradition going down the beach. I have somebody else that is doing that. They're meeting their entire family down there, and they've got babies and all that kind of stuff. So they thought that would be a better way. And I think it's going to rain here, but not hard on Thanksgiving Day. But I think it's going to be Thanksgiving morning, and then it'll plane off into the midday afternoon. So you won't be able to go out and throw the football like I used to always do since I was a little teeny kid. Did you do that when you were little?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to throw the football on Thanksgiving Day. Particularly, you know, you could have some cold Thanksgiving days, but normally it would be fairly reasonable, and you could get out and throw the ball and not freeze to death. Okay, so let's kind of get into this story here. Devin Nunes is going to be talking about the Obama administration, the most ethical administration ever. So Barack Obama tells us.
Former President Barack Obama is out promoting his new memoir in which he boasts about his White House avoiding scandal. Without exception, he writes, writing that he had zero tolerance for ethical lapses and that people who had a problem with that didn't join us in the first place, said President Obama. My next guest spent the last 4 years investigating the role that Obama's FBI and CIA played in the Russian collusion hoax, where the entire country was up in arms. Devin Nunes is the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. I want to get your reaction to President Obama saying that there were no ethical lapses in his administration, and then I want to get your take on where we are with those investigations you have been doing for the last 4 years.
I would just point out to your viewers that President Obama is the only president that I know that only moved about a mile from the White House, set up shop, has all of his people there. Most of his people were promoting Kamala Harris to run before she bombed out, wasting millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then they propped up Joe Biden. So it's not just about how this is the first president that oversaw using a political campaign, using the FBI and DOJ to open an investigation into your rival campaign. That's as big of a fraud as you get in the history of the United States of America. So he's not giving up power. He investigated his opposing party. He allowed it to happen. If he was so high and mighty and above board, he should have told Clinton, Comey, McCabe, Brennan, all of them, no, we're not doing this. You have no evidence that Trump is some type of Russian agent. Stop it. He didn't do it. And here we're left with this aftermath of 4 years of this nonsense. And now we're sitting waiting for Durham to complete this investigation. I think people are getting not only very frustrated, but also there's a growing concern that Durham's not going to come out with anything. And then Biden and Obama are going to be back in and they're going to shut this investigation off. So I've been very clear about this. Every day that ticks by, it's going to become an absolute necessity that a special counsel is appointed on the way out. Now, that doesn't mean that Biden wouldn't fire the special counsel, but at least you'd have a special counsel office set up with money so that this investigation can continue, because I'm not seeing the indictments that I should be seeing. And when you take into the account that I've made 14 criminal referrals involving dozens and dozens of people.
I hope they do that. I hope something happens on that, because if it doesn't, it's going to be a sad day, and it's going to be lose, lose, lose. Let me go to a break. More Devin Nunes right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways, because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272922, right, that's where we are. Don't forget, boys and girls, the Sweet Creek Farm Market for game day, also for Thanksgiving Day. They have the Boston Butts big. You do hear we go, they got big butts. Not the little butts, the big butts. $25 and then two slabs of St. Louis-style ribs, $18. Call them 280 Farm, 280 Farm. Go down and check out the pies and cakes and everything. I'm heading down Wednesday after the show. Let's do this. Let's go back to Devin Nunes. Remember, special prosecutor, listen in.
It's just extraordinary, Congressman, really. Do you think that the president will name a special counsel so that those people who understand what took place in 2016 at least feel like this will get a fair look?
Well, yeah, I mean, the way I understand it is Attorney General Barr should be the one to appoint this. You know, he's been the one that has been out talking, and I have a lot of confidence in him. I think he's a straight shooter. I think he's probably also disappointed. I haven't spoke to him. But he would be the one that would have to ensure that this investigation is continued on to the end. And I think there's nothing more important than after, you know, we continue to hear about how people aren't accepting the election results. And here we are only a couple weeks after the election. We have six or seven states that are extremely close. It's almost laughable that anyone in the media or anybody on the Democratic side of the aisle is even saying this when you had Joe Biden himself, who was still accusing just a month ago President Trump of being a Russian agent. This is not acceptable in this country.
The special prosecutor or special counsel part is going to be a big deal. What they need to do is do it where they have time to announce the special counsel, which I think will be Durham, and then get his team together and then immediately announce some indictments. Because you've got to get the indictment concept where a grand jury has looked at this, making it more difficult for them to stop anything from happening. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good, beautiful Monday. Golly Moses, guys, we ain't had a more beautiful November, and I don't know, remember when.
I know. Talking to two guys in an attic.
Oh, that's all right. Y'all don't get out soon. So you'll be out on work release for a little while.
I like that. So my poor officer said.
Yes. And on a just brief mention back, I don't know if you talked about Face the Nation at all, but I was surprised at Gottlieb's response to Margaret Brennan's. They played the Trump clip about how he forced the drug companies, and then Martha Brennan asked Gottlieb, and he gets kind of a grin on his face and doesn't say exactly that Trump forced them, but his response was quite positive towards Donald Trump, if you ask me. Like he's done a good job and we all wanted to do it anyway. And also, General McMasters, did you see this, Dan?
I did not see McMasters.
Okay. She was slamming the hell out of Trump and his China policy and a few other things. And McMasters goes, wait a minute, no. What Trump did needed to be done, and it has made a big difference. And President Biden's going to have a lot easier time because of it as a result of that. I may have paraphrased a little, but that was the gist of it. And overall, I was surprised at how both of these gentlemen kind of defended Donald Trump after being so negative towards him, especially McMasters.
Well, McMasters is, you know, he does call him the way he sees him. It's, I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen is that this vaccine, getting it out and at the speed they're going to get it out, and Joe Biden team bitching about everything, that's all they do. They just complain about how things aren't right, never talking about how they're going to do things right. But I think this vaccine is going to be unbelievable. I mean, they're talking about right now by the swearing in on January the 20th, that you could have 250,000 Americans that are key, at-risk, first responder, medical staff, people, all vaccinated by then. With their second vaccination.
Donald Trump has set up this country so well. We got dibs on half the vaccines. We got more than anybody else in the world. I mean, he just set us up, and he's done such a great job his 4 years. You know, considering how bad the second 4 years has been for most presidents, I wish Donald Trump could spend another 4 years, but he's been so successful on the first 4 years. I look forward to voting for him again in 2024. How old in 2024? Will he be actually 80?
No, I think he'll be...
Will he?
In the late 70s. It won't be quite 80.
Yeah, because his flag day is his birthday.
I don't know.
So maybe he's... I don't know.
He'll be 79 or something like that.
And read up on H.R. McMaster. I'm working my way through his book. The chapter on China is fascinating, and he claims, I think he's right, the shift in China policy is the biggest shift in U.S. foreign policy since the beginning of the Cold War and, you know, George Kennan's containment idea. Now, their idea is a little different than containment with China, but they did just release a huge document that's like 80 pages on how to beat China in this rivalry. A strategic rival is what they're calling it.
And yeah, I think we're going to look back at what Trump did and what Biden is not going to do, and whether it's China, whether it's Middle East. I think he's going to make a terrible mistake by trying to get Iran back in on his side. I think that's going to be a terrible mistake.
Gentlemen, I think Biden's going to be so tied up with the progressive wing of his party's reporting, appointing wacky people. I think they're going to be knotted up to hell in back the first 6 months.
Well, remember,
this progressive wing is really clamping down on him, and he's too stupid to know what to do with it.
Well, his staff is going to be is what the issue is. It. I tell you, one thing I worry about Trump is the U.S. attorney in New York going after him, the attorney general of New York going after him, different attorney generals around the, and U.S. attorneys around the country doing an investigation into Trump. I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah, they're going to try to, they don't want him back. They're going to make it as impossible as possible.
Well, but on the other side, a really screwed up Joe Biden administration, which I think is highly likely, and they get down to the bottom or get some evidence out there about voting machines and what happened, it may take almost 2 years to do it. But I think I think all of a sudden Joe Biden will look illegitimate, and I think Kamala Harris will look similarly, so in case she inherits it. And I think the public will say, wait a minute, y'all took it away from Trump, we're going to give it back to him.
Yeah. It's not going to take long for these people to realize they screwed up with that team. But
well, particularly if it's shown that just a third of what people are saying is true.
I'm still grateful for how great a job Donald Trump did, and he set us up for a lot of damn success and great future. So God bless him and for coming in and taking the ropes and taking the punishment. I wish there's some way where I could thank him personally. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Are you painting outside today?
I'm doing a potpourri of both. I'm going doing bids, man. Business is on fire. It's ridiculous. I can't tell you people. I'm not but one damn person.
Yeah, I talked to two real estate people today, and both of them, one just kind of, her big thing is taking care of the house and that kind of stuff and the kids. But, I mean, she's closing close to $3 million worth of property this year.
Oh, yeah,
already.
It's phenomenal. Because prices are way down, and interest rates, prices down. These people, if you want a house, you better get off your butt and get one.
Red Top, I want you to have a great day.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll talk to you later. Roll Tide. Go Trump.
Thanks. Gonna be back after our top of the hour break. Andy, with you.
to be The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.